Defense officials in Israel say cyber attacks are one of the biggest threats facing their country, and security experts say that's not just a hypothetical threat. They say an incident last month on a major Israeli road may have been caused by a malicious computer virus. The World's Daniel Estrin has our story.
Remember The Italian Job, the remake, where criminals hack into the traffic light control system to create a massive traffic jam in Los Angeles?
We tried to hack the system.
You ready to create the biggest traffic jam in the history of Los Angeles?
I'm so ready.
Something like that may have happened 2 months ago. A major toll road in northern Israel was suddenly shut down, causing huge traffic jams and drawing attention on the evening news. The roadway operators insist it was a technical glitch, but one expert who spoke anonymously said a Trojan horse attacked the video camera systems on the tunnel toll road. Barriers came down automatically and the road was shut. The cyber expert said the virus seemed to be the work of hackers, not an enemy country like Iran. But Israel's prime minister has said Iran and its proxies Hezbollah and Hamas have tried to digitally attack Israel's water systems, electric grid, trains, and banks. So 2 years ago, the government created a classified National Cyber Bureau. Last year, the military opened its first cyber defense unit. And Israel's Electric Corporation just started a program to ward off advanced cyber attacks. It was the first day of classes last week, across from a power plant in the northern city of Hadera. Power plant operators craned their necks in front of computer screens, learning how to identify when the system is sabotaged. The training program also includes role-playing games. Hackers on the Red Team simulate cyber attacks in a room decorated with cartoons of villains like Darth Vader. In another room, the Blue Team sits next to a miniature model of a power plant as it's being attacked. The model floods and its temperature gauge goes wild. The team's task is to figure out how to stop it.
This might look like a scene from an action movie, but this is happening every day, and all it takes is a press of a button.
Critics contend the cyber defense industry is hyping up fears of Cybergeddon in promo videos like this one.
The question you need to ask yourself now is, do you want to be safe, or do you want to be sorry?
But the Israel Electric Corporation says it has reason to be jittery. Executive Vice President Yasha Chayin says if his company goes dark, so does the entire state of Israel.
Because we are an electrical island, we cannot get any support and help from neighboring countries. It's much more important to be defended.
States in the continental U.S. can rely upon neighboring electric companies for backup. Same with European countries. But Israel has no electricity-sharing agreements with its Arab neighbors. If the electric company is paralyzed, the water systems can't run, the traffic lights shut off, it begins to sound a lot like a Hollywood thriller. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Hadera, Northern Israel.